This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, you'd probably agree that no one can be a child of God without believing the truth about Jesus Christ. But it raises an interesting question, John. Do we have to know and believe everything there is to know and believe about Jesus to be truly saved? At face value, that seems an impossible standard. What's the Bible say about it?
No, a person, however, must believe what is essential to salvation, and that would be to believe that Jesus is God incarnate, that he is the sacrifice for sin, the one whose death provided satisfaction to God, payment in full for the sins of all who would ever believe, and that he rose from the dead as a divine affirmation of the satisfaction of God over that sacrifice, and that God has exalted him to be Lord. That is all bound up in the confession of Romans 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So you must believe in Christ as Christ is, the true Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who is God incarnate. You must believe that he rose from the dead, which would also incorporate the significance of his death and the resurrection being the divine affirmation by God that his death satisfied the justice of God and became the provision for sinners who believe. And then you must make the confession that this Christ who died and rose again is Lord. You're confessing him as the sovereign over your life.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you'd like more in-depth teaching, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.